Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer Podcast. Richard here, your favorite announcer, hearkening you to season 6 of the podcast. Fred, your principal reminder, asked me to remind you of a most pressing result of prayer. So to converse with God, Him who we daily design to glorify and serve, and whom we expect daily in some measure to enjoy, and fully and finally, ere it is long, is certainly throughout a way of pleasantness and peace. John Howe, A Treatise of Delighting in God, and Tongue and Pen and Wit, cannot express my joy. Samuel Rutherford. The joy, peace, and comfort, in short, the abundant life which sustains the soul of the children of God, is developed through daily conversation with Holy God. Let's join with Fred now as he reminds us to pray, pray, and pray.
Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer podcast. My name is Fred, and we are back in the paddock. If you are listening for the first time, I am the podcast principal, and I call my booth the paddock, just kind of for fun. And we are today on part 3. I'm so glad you joined us to listen. On part 3 of how to use the foundation blocks of biblical prayer as a help in our prayer time. And again, really quickly, you know from a couple episodes, my grandbabies have been here for a few weeks or had been here for a few weeks. And I thought it would be great to kind of give an example of how to maybe teach using the foundation blocks or how to learn using the foundation blocks. And it was just a really blessed time. Today we are with Baby French. He's going to be in the booth. And I like to call him Baby French. There was a time when we thought he might be the last of our grandbabies, so I still love calling him that. But we are going to look at or listen to his little lesson on how to use this particular prayer help steeped in the Psalms and learn from them, learn from the Bible about talking to our Savior, prayer or communion. And again, French is going to read the whole fourth Psalm, which is pretty amazing. I'll tell you about that here in just one second. But from there, he is going to learn what that Psalm tells him about God and how it reflects his own life, and then hear his prayer, the prayer that he gave from what he learned in that little time that we had together. And we truly have, if you listened to the other two, for his older brother, Seven, and his older sister, Lincoln, we've learned so much about their hearts and what was on them at the time when we talked about this prayer and when we learned the prayer. And we get some insight here into French as well as we listen to him. Before we do that, though, I wanted to share about 2.5 years ago, French asked his mom for a Bible. And she said, yes, we'll get you a Bible, not a children's Bible, a regular Bible. And she said yes, and as he walked away, he told her emphatically, and I'm going to read it. The amazing part about that was he was barely learning to read, and he taught himself to read with that Bible. He was so determined to read the Word of God, he taught himself how to read. I think it was over a summer or even over a couple of months in the summer. And you'll hear him today reading from there as well. Thank you, Jesus. That was just so encouraging to my soul, even before when he said he was going to do that, to know he had such a desire to read the Word of God and to listen to God. And it's also fitting that French chose to read the whole fourth Psalm. Again, Baby French, as I like to call him. I just love the fact that he's Baby French. And it was really fitting for him to choose this psalm. As you will hear, David in this Psalm 4 gives some of the most comforting promises in all of the Holy Bible. And especially as you listen to him, think about verse 3 and verse 8. When you hear him read, or even if you read it on your own, he struggles a little bit with fears, and especially at bedtime. so you can listen and see why this was such a great psalm for a little French to start with. Okay, that's enough from me. Let's listen to Baby French.
Hello.
Welcome to the Free Range Preacher on Prayer podcast. My name is Fred, and I am the podcast principal. And we are back in the paddock, and we are back here today with my grandson, French Jonah. And we are happy that he's here. He's going to help us first read a psalm, and then how we might use that psalm when we learn to pray or how to learn to pray. Frenchie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here. You picked Psalm 4. And so I'm going to have you read that psalm. So go ahead and read it to us nice and clear.
Psalms 4. Answer me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast my relieved in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless, and aim at deception? Selah. But I know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble, do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than when there grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie and sleep, for thou alone, O Lord, dost make me to dwell in safety.
Wow, good job. And would you tell us what Selah means?
Rest and have peace.
Yeah, we learned that yesterday, didn't we? Okay, so what does this psalm tell you about God?
That he is righteous and he hears our prayer.
And how does this help you in your life? What can you apply this in your life to?
It makes me sleep in peace because he makes me safe at all times.
Yep, that helps us sleep, doesn't it? Gives us peace. So how could you pray about this psalm?
We can thank him for being righteousness and hear our prayers.
Yeah, that's awesome. So would you like to close us with a little prayer?
Jesus, thank you for your life I have, and thank you for letting me sleep in peace. And please let Seven and me stop fighting. And thank you for being righteousness. And thank you for listening to me. Amen.